Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning. Good day, good afternoon, good evening, good week, good month, good year. Welcome to the No BS Bishop. As my wife just introduced, I am Bishop Randy Dean. Thrilled, absolutely honored to be with you here today for this episode of Alive to Love. All lesser values than love, I believe, devolve into BS. That's why I call myself a No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. Love alone is the credible truth of life, and it's the credible pursuit of my life. I say here regularly, in fact, every time we gather, I say, I am no perfectionist at love, but I am a pilgrim. I am on a journey. I intend to journey forward in love, not to stay static or stationary, but to grow by baby steps, and maybe by leaps and bounds along the way. And today I'm going to talk to you about how we pray from the platform of love, how we can pray from the platform of love. So before we get to that, I want to bring back the Love's Creed that we do every week here on the No BS Bishop. I wrote this some years ago as a really, it was just for me. I needed to hear my own voice say these words. And the more I said it, the more I recognized this is something many, many more people need besides me. It's a creed like the Apostles' Creed. It's something that should be at some point memorized. I don't have it memorized, and hey, I wrote it, but maybe someday I'll have it down pat. But what I know is this. I more than memorized, I want it anchored in my heart, anchored in the way I live. And that's why today I want to talk to you about praying from the platform of love. But first, here's Love's Creed. I'll read it through in total, and then I'll give it to you like a vow or a wedding vow sort of approach, okay? In small portions, and then you can repeat it. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less. That's Love's Creed as I've written it. And as I said, I wrote it as much for me as for anybody. I want to live this way. So let me give it to you like a wedding vow. I'll repeat small portions and then you can repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. So there's a starting point for today's discussion. I'm absolutely in love with love, and I'm also very much in love with prayer. Prayer has been a lifelong journey for me as well, and in that lifelong journey, I can see, if you could just in your mind's eye imagine two knitting needles, just bringing the yarn together to make a product. I believe love and prayer can be these knitting needles to build a beautiful pattern of life and living. To live according to love is to pray according to love. To pray according to love is to seek for the highest and best of everyone around me and out of me, a faith based in and shouting from love. So let me share with you some of the points of the that I have in front of me here on the principles of praying from the platform of love. You see, I believe prayers, first of all, prayers are more than the words we speak. Prayers are made up of our inner world. And if your inner world is love, guess what? Then your prayers are love. I believe prayer is sometimes the mishmash of the, as I've said here before just recently, that there are 60,000 thoughts going through our mind every day, experts tell us. And in those 60,000 thoughts floating through our mind, we are being invited to connect those thoughts to love, letting those thoughts become a meditation of love, and then translating that meditation of love into a prayer. So if you could imagine having your mind focus, say, on your child, whether they're very young or maybe they're a grown child. If you could see that child in your mind's eye, you don't have to have a picture in front of you. You know, parents have that picture in their mind, right? If you're a mama, you've seen that baby from the moment they came crying into this world. And if they're 20, 30, or 40 now, you can still see that beautiful face. See that face in your mind's eye. And then build the energy of love. Build inside of you this boiling cauldron of love. Love that matters. Love that is something. And then see your child's face as you pour prayers of love their direction. And maybe your prayer is simply, O Divine Master, like St. Francis of Assisi called God. O Divine Master, build a world of love around my child so that if my child is faced with rejection or hate, or if my child is stumbling in their own means of loving others or maybe even loving me, may they be surrounded with the energies and the powers and the passions of love. That's the first principle of prayer and based on the platform of love. Knowing that in our mind's eye, we can see the object of what love could become and upon whom we want that love to land. Secondly, recognize that in our silence, we're still praying, and that many, many, many times, now listen to this very carefully, many times, we don't shut up long enough to let God answer our questions in prayer. And sometimes in our praying, we're struggling with loving somebody or loving a matter in our life, and we're altogether too busy complaining, commiserating, raging about something that's gone sideways or wrong in our life, rather than being quiet and letting love get in there coming toward us. I'm convinced that so much of the stuff that I wring my hands over are my own hand-wringing for love. That if I could quiet myself, be still and know that He is God, as a passage in the Psalms, be still, a colloquial term for that would be just shut up a minute and know that He's God. Shush your arguing. You know, who are you arguing with? Well, first of all, if you're arguing in prayer, well, then you're arguing with God, and good luck with that. How's that working for you? Stop your arguing. Stop your fussing. Be still. Quiet yourself. And in love, just sit there. Sit there in the, once again, in the energy, in the radiance of love, and let your mind be calmed. Let your emotions be steadied in the power of love. A third principle of praying from the platform of love is to find a psalm. One of the psalms, in fact, the whole book of Psalms, 150 chapters of Psalms, is a prayer book. It's a book of praying. And you know, if you read those prayers, if you read them carefully and honestly, there's some of them that are kind of, a little testy. You know, there's a couple places in there where the psalmist says, oh God, let their mother be childless. That's kind of testy. That's a little tough, but it's a person's energy of struggle with relationships, so much so that they struggle right out loud with God, and they turn that into a prayer. Struggling with something on this planet is not unusual. In fact, all of life is difficult. All of life is a struggle. And the book of Psalms is this magnificent catalog of betrayal and struggle and elation and joy and triumph. It's all the spectrum of human emotions. I would urge you to find a way to turn the book of Psalms into your personal prayer book. Now, to do that, you may want to go about it by, you know, one psalm a day in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way through 150. You may want to do that. But then again, like me, I'm a little more, a little more spontaneous than that. I like to just kind of throw my finger in the page and see what comes up. And do it with just a spontaneous combustion. Look and see what psalm your thumb just opened to. And find a psalm in there. Now, if it doesn't work, find another one. Just keep searching until you find some words in the psalms that are expressing your own heart and mind. And then be sure that you take the psalm on the platform of love. And recognize that even if the psalmist is a little crabby, if the psalmist is just a little grouchy, and like I said earlier, the psalmist said, oh God, let their mother be childless. Maybe in that moment, let your own voice give you a solid standing to hear yourself in a loveless condition. And then from there, cry out, oh God, see if there be any wicked way in me. And there you find that wicked way. And that's how the Psalms become such a beautiful springboard for love. They'll take you back to love. Some of us are like a guard dog. You know, we're on that long chain out there guarding the junkyard. And we reach the end of that chain and we're choking and barking and growling when God would like to say, hey, be still now. Let's find love in the middle of your angst. Let's find love in the middle of your stress. Let's find love in the middle of your confusion or your rage. Let's find love. Because in those moments, you're exposing for yourself. You can hear yourself in your own loveless condition. And when you can hear yourself in your loveless condition, now you know your own need. Now you know your own need. To pray the Psalms is to introduce yourself to your own spirituality in the face of Scripture. It's beautiful. It really is. It's a great exercise. And I don't have time to completely unpack that here, but I would urge you, give it a try. Start out somewhere. Find one of the Psalms and pray the Psalms. The fourth part of praying from the platform of love is I would urge you to compose your own prayers. Write your own prayers. The Lord's Prayer is a written prayer. Jesus gave it to us, and then the scribes of Scripture have brought it through the hundreds and hundreds of years to our personal possession now. Now we have in our hands the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Prayer becomes this, oh my goodness, this foundation, this anchor. I pray the Lord's Prayer daily, not as a vain repetition, because it can become that, but I pray it so that it's a bit of a like I comb my hair. I'm combing through my heart. I'm combing through my thoughts with the Lord's Prayer. I'm straightening that part, if you will, in my hairline, in my brain line, and I'm looking to see if, am I cooking all right? So when I say, give us this day our daily bread, then I have to pull myself back and say, Randy, are you striving for your daily bread, or are you trusting for your daily bread? Are you praying from the platform of love, or are you praying from the platform of abandonment? So when you compose your prayer, now take it from the Lord's Prayer to your own personal prayer. When you compose your prayers, you know, when I read something, I can remember it. When I say something, I can remember it. But when I write something, I refine it and define it far more clearly than when I just speak it or read it. So when I'm writing, I'm more of a precise person. I learned that somewhere back in my elementary and middle school, high school days of composition. When we write things, we become more precise about what we're thinking. It forces our thoughts into our hand, from our hand to a pen or pencil or a computer, and we're seeing on a page or on a computer screen what we've been thinking. And then we get the opportunity to edit it. You see, I wrote a book about 10 years ago or so, and I went through a regular publisher, but as such, through a regular publisher, my goodness, it went through three or four editors besides the two that I asked as a favor for friends. So all told, it was about five editors combed through my book. And when they did, they found inaccuracies, bad grammar, punctuations that were, you know, misplaced. But they also found that I needed to think again about what you just said. Do you really mean this? So when we compose our prayers, we get to be our own editor. We get to be our own person of self-examination, to look inside by looking outside on what we just wrote. Try it. Compose your prayers. That's what part I think of journaling is. It's just writing down your prayers. I've got two or three books full of journals that I've written through the years, and boy, oh boy, do I ever hear what I was singing and saying in those days when I read those journals. And last but not least, praying from the platform of love is, again, knowing that I am in a conversation. Knowing I'm in a conversation. Love is a conversation. Love is not a monologue. When I pray from the platform of love, I know I'm in a conversation. I'm talking to the divine master of the universe. I'm talking to the greatly adored and adorable one. Oh, wise, sweet God, is how I like to start my prayers these days. Oh, sweet, wise God, or as St. Francis of Assisi said, oh, divine master, grant that we may seek to understand more than to be understood. Those are his words. But now listen, in that kind of praying, you're praying in a conversational tone. Conversational prayer isn't that hard. Listen to the echoes of the voice, the still small voice that's popping around you. Listen to your own reflection as you are praying your prayers. Some people feel like that if they're praying and they get distracted, they feel like their prayers started and stopped and started and stopped. I would propose your prayer just kept going, and learning how to find God in your weaving and bobbing and you know, all of your drifting around verbally. You're going to hear God in all of those words, because he's in those voices. He's in your own voice. He's in your head. He really is, because God is omniscient. God is everywhere, omnipresent, and he's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He holds all of our 60,000 thoughts a day, times the billions of people that are on the planet now and in the past, and he's hearing and interacting at a level. It is astonishing for any of us to stop and think about what is happening in all of those millions of words and thoughts. So when we are cognizant of all of that that's cooking in our mind and in our thoughts, now we have an opportunity to pray from the platform of love. It's like, again, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Now I'm adding this to my mind. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May my mind rise to the heavens. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Separate me from the anxiety of earning my bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Don't you see? Those are the words of praying from the platform of love. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know what the greatest evil is? Lovelessness. God, deliver me from the evil of lovelessness. I love less today than I did yesterday. May my love in prayers grow to an astonishing, towering, beautiful reach for God as I reach for loving others. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to close with one reflection on the Lord's Prayer as well here. It's just sort of an addendum to my five means of praying from the platform of love. And that is when Jesus introduced his prayer, it started with Our Father, which means we're a family. We have a Father. We are a family with a Father whose kindness and goodness and beauty is astonishing. So when we pray to Our Father, when Jesus introduced that was revolutionary. The religious institution of his day looked at him with some kind of, what are you talking about? You're calling God your Father? Who's has that right? And Jesus is introducing that right to every child ever born. So in the intimacy of a father, in the intimacy of a parent, the intimacy of a child looking up to mama, looking up to daddy, and just saying, oh, divine master, oh, sweet, adorable, wise parent of mine, hear your child crying out. I'm crying out from the evil of lovelessness, and I'm crying for the beauty of love to be more true in me, so that it is more true from me. May the world around me come to know me as a loving, kind human who is the expression of their Father in heaven. Beautiful, isn't it? I am so enamored by all of that kind of approach in my prayers to stand on the platform of love. So that, you know, in Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians 13 was, he said, look, I can speak to mountains and move them, but if I don't have love, it is nothing. In essence, he's saying, I could pray such that I am vaporizing mountains with my prayers. I'm a mighty man of faith. Look at my mountain moving cries. But he said, if I am having a lovelessness in my day and in my praying, then eviscerating that mountain is meaningless. May we be able to move mountains with love more than with faith. Thanks for being here today. We got two things to close. Every No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I do this every time, and most of you that have been here know exactly where I'm going. And the first one is, breathe deep, child of God. Breathe deep. Slow down the pace of your life. Give yourself the opportunity to breathe well. Don't be so captured in the stressful, hurry-up ways of our world that you're not breathing deeply, calmly, and in love. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can and hold it in the foundation of your lungs, down up against that diaphragm. Hold it deep as you possibly can. One, two, three, breathe in. Hold it there. And exhale. That simple childlike exercise right there is enough to lower your blood pressure, enough to calm your mind, and enough to give you a start to pray from the platform of love. Now, the second exercise is that one that I have introduced here. Now, 3 years we've been here on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. And that exercise is to find somebody that you can look in the eye. And yes, it's awkward. It's weird. We have intimacy issues. We all do. I do. You do. But this is a way to lower your guard and find somebody with a calm demeanor in you. Be sure to have the three most magical and charmed words in the human language ready to go and say, I love you. Those three words change the world, one person at a time, one word at a time, and they deserve our full attention when we give them. And yes, I know you should do it appropriately. You should do it without some kind of motive that's underhanded or under the table. Do it with the right and correct direction of somebody that you feel would understand what you're doing in the moment, and give them the pleasure and the honor of your time, and say with eye contact, I love you. It changes the world, I promise you. And if nothing else, it'll change you when you make that a practice in your living. I'm so pleased that you joined me here today to learn how to pray from the platform of love. I'm honored that you'd give me a half an hour of your time. It means so much to me that you would trust me with 30 minutes of your time. We're all pressed for time, aren't we? And isn't that also one of our deepest and worst challenges in life? And that is to dial back a little bit and give ourselves some space to pray, and to pray from the platform of love. Now go out there and do something beautiful in this struggling, deeply painful and wounded world, because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. It's time for the people of love to arise and shine and let the beauty, the significance, the soul human energy of love be felt and resonate throughout our world. Let's do it, shall we? Let's just do it today. Do it right now and make your day today a day of the power, the significant mountain-moving power of love. Thanks for being here today. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com. And we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.